I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. The Yankees are unbelievable coming back last night against a terrible Orioles team, but that doesn't matter because they did what they had to do. It was a bad Jay Happ start, but it didn't matter. The Orioles started throwing the ball all over the place and missing pop-ups, and the Yankees just burst through that door. Mets win, but you have all the stuff before the game. Brody Van Wagenen meets the media. Yoenis Cespedes is breaking his ankle, falling into holes. Mickey Callaway's getting a vote of confidence. Brody goes on with Mike and says some stuff that was mind-numbing to me, and I'm more annoyed with them this morning than I was yesterday. Brody said, because of our start, we now have to adjust our optimism. So he's keeping a manager. He's keeping the same team. He said we got to keep charging. But because they were 20-25 going into last night, they need to adjust their optimism. You're kidding, right? Adjust our optimism. So we'll keep the same team. We're not as good as I thought. So just relax a little bit because we're not that good. Come on! That was a terrible, terrible way to tell the fans what was going on with the team. Keep it Todd Frazier. Oh, Yoenis Cespedes is never going to come back. All these guys, we're going to stick everybody out there. Just we're going to be fine. We're just going to adjust our optimism. Give me a break. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great, Gio. What was nice to see that Robinson Cano actually ran out of the box and set like a land speed record for the first time since 2016. He got to second base faster than he's ever had. So I think something's sinking in, and I know the fans got on him last night. You and Al were there. I don't know if you guys got on him as well. But, he finally ran, and that's all we want. That's all we want. We just want effort. You give effort, people will stand and they'll cheer, it's pretty simple, right? It's not that hard.
It's unbelievable.
By the way, he was benched.
Yeah.
Wait,
this is disputed, right? So Mickey Callaway gives a couple of reasons why Robinson Cano was not in the lineup, and then he gets to, because it's unacceptable for him not to run out of the box. So then the reporters go to Robinson Cano and say, hey, sounds like you were disciplined for lollygagging it. And he said, news to me. They didn't tell me that. They told me that this was, and he implied it was a scheduled day off. So what it seemed like, it was like, all right, Brody and Mickey, let's give the fans and the media what they want, but we'll still protect Robbie Cano over here because they wanted to play it both ways.
Well,
that's what it sounded like to me.
Well, he wasn't, Mickey's comments led you to believe that he was benched. And
well,
maybe he got the message. And maybe he got the message. Now, look, either way, Robinson Cano is going to hear that. They're going to go running to him like they did. So, and then, of course, you got the whole, Cespedes fiasco. This guy has turned into be some kind of what.
Right,
man,
right, of course.
You.
And I want to know, I saw John Heyman tweet something out like, oh, the Mets have insurance on the contract and, maybe they'll investigate this to see if he was in violation of his contract. But Yoenis Cespedes.
On the ranch.
On the ranch, falling into a hole, fracturing his ankle.
Yeehaw!
Now, I kept saying when he had the heel surgery and the calcium was getting sucked out of his heels, we'd never see him this year. Now we know we're not going to see him. But it's just unbelievably Met-like.
You're riding horses and you're doing all sorts of stupid things when your feet should be light, probably up in the air and you should be taking it easy and letting your heels heal. Have you ever said that before?
Have your heels
healed? Yeah, I'm going to go with the Yoenis.
Yeah, okay, Al. Great. Now the question is, do they go after any of his contract?
Well, when your agent is now the general manager.
Oh, that's right.
That's probably not going to happen.
Because that would cost your agent some money, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that anymore, but it's also just that that's a relationship there.
I would think the agent gets paid as the player gets paid.
Well, not anymore now that he left that job. I mean, he can't be.
I don't know. He left it behind. Well, I guess the agent. I would think the agency would get the money.
Right, right. Absolutely. But you're telling me Brody Van Wagenen, who negotiated this deal for his clients, now going to go after that money? Get out of here. That's not going to happen. That's just another layer of weirdness of things that can go wrong when you hire an agent as a general manager.
And that general manager is a rookie.
Yes, he is.
And he makes rookie mistakes and says rookie mistake things.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it looks like it's. You know, this is going to continue. Now, at least last night they won the game.
Yeah, sure.
And they beat Patrick Corbin. So, they did. You know, we didn't think that was going to happen.
No, we did not. No, and that was good to see, and that's great, and they won the game. It's just that Brody yesterday, with his answers, and he did speak to the media, so I'll give him credit for that. It's not like he continued to hide. But his answers were, we're going to keep charging, and we need to adjust our optimism. Like, adjust our optimism? You were the one who implanted this optimism and told us to think that way. You were the guy who was trying to lift all the Mets fans up from the negativity. Say, we have to change the way we think around here because it's been too negative. And now, 20-25, he comes out and says, we need to adjust our optimism. We're keeping the same team, but we will keep charging. I love that. We'll keep charging. Well, how would you start charging? How about that? Because 21-25 is not really charging, if you ask me, especially before the season when you said that they were the favorites to win the NL East. Stop it. Stop it. Mm-hmm. He still hasn't learned how to deal with the media thing. He thinks he's slick with that, but he still has not figured that whole thing
out. Well, I mean, because we in the media just take everything that they say and just rip it apart. So you could say one thing and say, look, we're not happy where we are. We got to continue to improve. We got to keep working at it. We got to continue to hold our players accountable. All that probably would have been
better. Yes, there is a way to be better with it.
As opposed to saying we have to readjust our optimism. No, no, no. Your optimism still has to remain the same, that you're going to win the NL East and you're going to do everything you possibly can in your power as general manager to make that happen. And if you are going to support your manager and you're going to back Mickey Callaway, then you have to give him the right to be able to say, you know what, Robinson Cano, if you're not going to run, you're not going to play. And that has to be that. See, here's the thing. When David Quinn was named Rangers head coach, he said there's one thing that is non-negotiable. You know what what's non-negotiable?
Falling into a hole on your ranch?
No, well, that's non-negotiable either, but I would say effort is non-negotiable.
Effort
will be non-negotiable for me as the Ranger head coach. I will watch my players. You put forth the effort, you will get the ice time. You don't put forth the effort, you are going to be scratched. You will be a healthy scratch, and we will be sending you, my friend, a professional hockey player, a message. Doesn't matter what your name is. Doesn't matter what position you play. If you don't play well, you are not going to play, especially when I believe, as the coach, and I'm watching you on tape, there is a lack of effort. That's the same thing that Brody Van Wagenen should be saying to his manager. You have every right not to play a player if you believe, if you deem it provable that he is not giving you effort. And we can go back and we can look at the tape and we can decide whether or not the guy's lying to you, the guy's not giving you effort. And if he's not giving you effort, then he doesn't belong on the field. And you should tell him that. And you should know that you have the backing of the front office and the owner. That's how you hold your players accountable. That's your job as the manager.
Yeah, I'd love to believe that Mickey Callaway would hear that from Brody Van Wagenen and then change his ways, but I don't believe that's going to happen. I did like the fact that Robinson Cano did sprint out of the box and his pinch-hitting appearance. That was great.
Can we expect that? Just a little bit of effort?
But it would have been worse if he had not, so that was nice to see that he actually had got the message somehow, because I didn't believe he got the message prior to that. Because after seeing the tweets from guys like Mike Puma saying that, oh, Robinson Cano, by the way, had no idea that he was being disciplined for this when Mickey Callaway said that he was, then I just felt like they were just appeasing us with that whole he got benched for not hustling thing, and then nothing was going to change. But it seemed like he got the message somehow, some way, that he needed to change that lackadaisical approach.
Right.
We'll see if it's sustainable.
And so now we're taking this last night's victory as one winning one for Mickey. Okay, great. You know, Mickey has an office. Mickey has assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Mickey can tell an assistant coach to go to a player and say, hey, Skip needs to see you in the office. bring the guy in the office, look him straight in the eyes and say, Robinson, you know, you are a very highly paid player. You are a very respected player, but I can't have you doing this consistently because it's sending a bad message to our younger players,
sure.
And you're putting me in a very, very difficult situation. You got to be honest with the player. You just have to be upfront with the player. That's all I could ever ask for any coach that I ever played for is that if I were not playing well and he believed that I were not playing well,
you got to communicate it.
He's got to tell me. He's got to have the stones to sit me down and tell me. And don't let something fester.
Yeah, well,
if something is going on, then you have to, as you know, the cliche says, nip it in the bud.
Yeah, and all of that is right. I do think, though, that Mickey Callaway in this particular situation might be a little more hesitant to do that because of the history of Cano and Van Wagenen and also the present of those two, because that deal is defining his general manager more than any other deal in this offseason. So with those two things surrounding this situation, it makes it more difficult for a guy who it's not his nature to begin with to do those things that you're saying to do. Now you add that on top of it, it makes it more difficult.
I'm not saying go Billy Martin, Reggie Jackson. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there is a way to deliver a message, and this is why you hire an Aaron Boone and a Mickey Callaway, because, you know, they're the new generation managers. These are communicators. These are consensus builders. These are people that aren't looking for conflict, but they're trying to get through a difficult decision, maybe because they're able to communicate with the person that they're dealing with.
Right.
Well, pull his ass in and start communicating.
Well, Brody
and
said
you know
that.
What? And this guy, if Robinson Cano says, well, I didn't know I was getting benched. I thought it was a scheduled day off. Then they're still not communicating.
Well, that's my point. I know, which is not a good sign. Now, he somehow got the message, but it still is not a good sign.
What message did he get?
Well, the fact that people are fed up with this garbage, that's what it is. Whether it was the fans booing or the media telling him that this was a joke, whatever it was, he got the message. Because he didn't get the message after Friday because he did it again Sunday, right? But he seemed to be able to get the message by Monday. I think that, you know, Mickey Callaway is a guy who is not going to change because this is the person that he is. He's not all of a sudden going to be pulling guys into his office and telling them, you know what? You better start running. I'm going to sit your ass on the bench, partner. Like, he's not going to do that. He would put his spurs up on the desk.
Well, you could do that with Joannis.
Yeah, he
put
could.
Your spurs.
I'll take Joannis. I like Joannis.
Yeah, he could. He could do that.
I'm a guy that's been on Joannis.
I'm feeling that there's way more to this story.
Joannis.
What do you mean?
I just don't believe the falling in a hole thing. I'm sorry for being cynical. Who falls in holes?
He's on a ranch, dude.
Okay, there's just holes on this ranch?
I mean, he is.
Is it a common thing to have a giant hole on a ranch fracture your ankle?
When you put the fence up, you have the post-hole digger.
Of course,
and,
100%.
You know,
oh, stop it.
I'm telling you that this guy wants to be a rancher. He wants to be a rancher.
Well, good. Now he can spend the rest of his life being a rancher. He's not going to play baseball again.
He's the Jolly Rancher.
He probably loved the fact that he busted his ankle apart.
No, there's no way.
It's great.
No way.
It doesn't matter. It's insurance company, Mets, $29 million. He doesn't have to do anything. He'd put his foot up on the ottoman for the rest of the year. It doesn't matter. I mean, heels to ankle.
Could you imagine that phone call?
He's going to take a ball-peen hammer to his wrist after his ankle is healed.
Who makes the phone call to tell the Mets that he has a broken ankle? His new agent, right?
Probably. I would say that, yes.
He calls Brody and tells him, hey, Broadster.
Yeah, right. Broseph.
Broseph, what's up?
We got to talk, man.
We got us a broken ankle.
Yeah, you want to meet me at Jamba Juice at noon?
Right.
We got to sit down and talk about this.
You know, I know Alan Eddy touched on this as well. I mean, did you just feel like the Yankees, as soon as Gardner gets a base hit and gets on base, you knew the Yankees were at least going to tie the game. You knew it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gardner continues to come through in some pretty big spots, and even though his average isn't all that good, he's had his moments. He's had his moments in, I don't know, probably, how many games did they play this year? About 39, something like that, or whatever?
Well, 29 and 17.
All right, so they're up to 48 games.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's had his moments in games with home runs and big catches, right? And last night he starts off the ninth inning, and then all of a sudden This is why the Orioles suck. Well, yeah. I mean, if our softball team played like this,
it would be a problem.
It would be.
This
a
is
problem.
A major league.
We
baseball.
Would have a one-eyed conversation.
Oh yeah, no, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, this poor Dwight Smith Jr. I don't know what he's doing in the majors, but those are two of the worst throws I've ever seen by a major league player who didn't have the yips. Like, I've seen like Ankiel, you know, on the mound, yeah, or Steve Sachs or Mackie Sachs, like those guys. But this guy, I don't think has the yips. Like, this is a guy, those are two of the worst throws I've seen in a game by a major leaguer in my life.
How do you not know, number one, where to throw the ball and how to throw the ball?
How to throw the ball is a bigger issue.
You are a major league left fielder.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you have a catcher.
Right, who just gives up.
And just stopped.
Like, CBS Sports Network showing this throw right now. I mean, what in the hell? I mean, when a catcher has to sprint away from home plate and then do a full body dive to get the baseball, I mean, geez.
I'll tell you what, you know, the pitchers for the Orioles, good thing they were, you know, where they were supposed to be.
That team, I mean, that is just
And that's why you can't, if you're the Yankees, man, you can't lose, because, you know, the Red Sox are playing the Toronto Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they own the Blue Jays. They have beaten them 17 out of the last 21 times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is why you have to beat these crappy teams, and you can't take anything for granted. Look, Houston Astros are the best team in baseball, I think.
Yeah, no, I can't argue that.
I think they are. They are. And, you know, the Yankees, when they get healthy, I worry about Jay Happ now, but when they get healthy and they get everybody back in the lineup and they make a trade or two for a pitcher, maybe they bring Dallas Keuchel in. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do to refortify their pitcher, or maybe they think their pitching's good enough. I don't think it is. To go after the Astros, but this could be another, you know, ending either, you know, most likely in the ALCS, unless Brian Cashman does something and adds another piece to their pitching staff, because I don't think their pitching is good enough to beat the Astros.
Yeah, I mean, you forget about how bad Jay Happ was last night because of the comeback, but that has been a major problem for them. Quickly, Dan in Red Bank, what's going on, Dan? Good morning.
Good morning. I just took down my You Gotta Believe poster and put up my Readjust My Optimism poster, and it's not a lot of fun.
That's great, Dan. At least you're keeping up with the times. Brody giving us a new rallying cry as Met fans. It's Adjust Your Optimism.
It should just be, look, man.
Curb your enthusiasm.
Better, we got to play better. We got 100 games left. And, you know, we just got to play better. We got to we got to stick together right
Can
now.
Can you believe he said that?
It was crazy.
Adjust. All right, you know, we have to adjust our optimism. Well, you're the guy who gave us the optimism. You're the guy who told us to think positive, and now 20. Well, we got to adjust our optimism now. Well, we're not as good, clearly. So expectations lowered. We're not as good. All that stuff about winning a division, that's out the window now because we're just not that good. That guy is a piece of work, man. I tell you. Like, this isn't. Yeah. All right, everybody, we're adjusting our optimism. Remember when I said we're going to win the division and come get us? Well, we're not going to do that anymore because we suck. So if we just lower expectations and understand that we're not that good, then things won't hurt as much.
We're going to make sure that it's got fluid to the top.
Well, not anymore. That was pre-season me. And now early season me realizes that this team sucks. So fluid just like to the middle.
I want to deliver a championship to you now and every year in the future.
Yeah, about that one too. We're now adjusting those expectations. So.
We're not gonna count our eggs before. I don't know what the cliche is. You'll see, I whiff on cliches a lot.
Yeah. Well, that was a bad moment for me. But yeah, we're not counting our chickens in the hen house before we cool our horses. So. If you know what I mean.
Oh, man. At least they won last night.
Yeah. Great. It's awesome, man. 21-25. Keep charging, as Brody would say. We're going to keep charging.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.